Sir. All right, sir, my name is Jeffrey. What is your name?
They call me Big Joe.
Big Joe, yeah. I can see why. Big Joe, what are you doing here today?
I'm just passing through. I have nothing to do with this, whatever you want to call this. I don't even understand why they're having this. They had an inauguration yesterday, and now we have all this. What did Trump do for all of this to happen? He just came into office. What is this? I see signs of unity and love and peace. And yet, at his inauguration, they were burning a McDonald's, a Starbucks, limousines, and anarchy in the streets. This is the, what is this? When he was elected, rightfully, by the majority of the country, that, you know, so even though there are half the country like this that disapprove, what about the other half that do like him? What about them? What about their feelings? When Obama was president and he pushed his political agenda, political correctness, and he pushed all his agendas, did you see people doing all this? No, because we united behind our American president and we stuck it out and everything. So what?
Yeah, can you come in here? Come in here. Huh? Come in here. Come in here. Come in.
Trump was
Trump was not.
What made him not? When was he not elected?
You're on a bicycle and you're oblivious.
Electoral. What are you talking about? Wait a minute.
What do you think we're here for?
Trump.
We're here to make a change, and people like you
change.
Are the reason there's still a problem.
Listen,
people
I'm
like
against
you.
Political
people
correctness.
Like you.
No, people like you
people
with
like
your
you.
Political correctness
know your
agenda.
History.
Political
know your
correctness.
History.
You know
know
what?
Your
political
history.
Correctness
you know
is un-American. Why you think you know why Trump couldn't
you
get anyone to
Trump.
His inauguration?
Come
because
on.
Of the McCarthyism Hollywood that was gonna stigmatize somebody for supporting Trump. This is the United States of America. You could support Trump and still be without ostracizing. You want to ostracize someone and then you're going to turn around and make life difficult for them? That's a political correctness is a disease. I feel sorry for you because Planned Parenthood is a racist system. Margaret Sanger was a Planned Parenthood. You know what? Margaret Sanger thought very low of black people. She thought they were ignorant and they shouldn't exist and reproduce. And you know what Planned Parenthood is about? Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is to sterilize black people.
You cannot put down one.
You should be against Planned Parenthood. We shouldn't be funding any type of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a joke. And anyone that doesn't know their history, know your history about Margaret Sanger, the beginning of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is the most racist organization. Know your history before you start supporting some. Okay?
You see that. You try
to have a baby. What? That's why I'm not a woman. I'm a man. A straight man. I'm a man. A straight man. You know your history about Planned Parenthood. Do you know about Planned Parenthood? Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger, the whole reason for Planned Parenthood was to sterilize black people so they wouldn't reproduce.
There's people it's helping.
It
there
changed.
Are people it's helping.
Exactly. It changed with the rest of the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, okay, so
it
Trump is not a racist. Trump is not an all this
Donald
year.
Trump, he's the not a racist. There's two words. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
He can't speak
sorry
those
to
words.
Who? What? People that don't
everybody
support him?
In the
people,
world that he's
you,
offended.
People that don't support him? I'm not offended by Trump. And then half the country is not offended by Trump. So what about them? What about them? What about the rest of the country that's not offended by Trump? What about them? Huh? Well, everybody's afraid of you guys. Because if they stand up for Trump, they're deemed a racist and everything, and everybody's terrified. And you got them doing it because of political correctness and all this craziness. This is wrong. This is the United States of America. You don't like, you say he's not your president, then you shouldn't be here. Leave. Many of the those elitist Hollywood people that said they were going to leave, they didn't leave. They're protesting now. You don't like him, you don't want to be here, then leave. This is a free country. What you're doing now, you're going to bring anarchy, and then you know what's going to happen? Martial law. And these freedoms that you're talking about now, you're going to lose them. And then you're going to understand what a real situation. You have people in this group who are socialist, who are anti-American and anti our freedom. And they're latching on your different causes, and they're playing on your emotions so that they can get you all riled up so that you can turn around and continue to do what you're doing and divide the country and then bring about chaos and anarchy so that they can bring martial law. That's what's really going on. Open your eyes and use your head. That's what's happening. I know for a fact, I've seen these socialists in your group. I've seen them at rallies. They even make signs for you people. And you don't understand what's going on. You have to open your eyes. You better be smart. You might have some good causes and everything, but you need to choose your battles. Trump didn't do anything yet. Choose your battles correctly. Use your head. Huh? Education, what's the problem? What is Trump doing about education? He just got into office. Huh? Education, not for nothing. I'm going to tell you something right now. Everybody is being, the controlled media, education has taught you guys that you're following the controlled media, that whoever they demonize, you just automatically follow. And that's what education does for you. Then we need to change it, because you shouldn't be like that. You should be free thinkers, and you should be able to see right from wrong. You don't, because you're following someone gets on TV and says, this is so, and then you just follow it? That's not using your head. That's not being smart. People, wake up. Be smart. Okay? You want to be logical. You want to be smart. Be smart. But don't follow all this nonsense just because. Because you want to be. There's so many people that supported Trump, but they were afraid to openly support him. But you know when they supported him? In the voting booth. And that's what all of you people didn't understand. A lot of people supported Trump, but they were afraid. They're even your friends, but they were afraid to tell you they supported him. And you know what? When they went to the voting booth, they voted for him. And that's where all of you people right now, all of you people are now shocked. Because you couldn't believe that he could be elected. Because nobody thought he would have been elected. But guess what? He is elected. And he is our president. And you need to unite behind him now. Because you know what? If you continue to do what you're doing, you are going to divide this country. You are going to bring about martial law. You're going to lose your rights. You're going to lose your freedom. And then your biggest fear, he will be a dictator then. You better be smart, people. You don't understand what's about ready to happen. Wake up and be smart.